Airlines have a long tradition of premium service. First-class service if you pay enough. Frequent flyer benefits if you fly enough. And now streamlined security if you're safe enough, at least in the eyes of the government. A trial program that opened today at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport allows pre-selected Northwest Airlines customers to zip through security on the strength of previous background checks. In the next few weeks, similar programs will start up at other airports around the country. Minnesota Public Radio's Mark Zedeklik was on hand this morning at the airport for the unveiling of the program. He joins us now from NPR Studios in Minneapolis. Thanks for being with us, Mark, and I hope that I got your name right.
You got it perfectly.
Oh, good. Tell us a little bit how this program works, Mark.
Well, one thing to make clear right at the onset out of the chute here is that although these travelers are pre-screened and pre-qualified, they still go through a metal detector, and their carry-on luggage is put through a luggage screening machine. But they're going through a distinctive line that's separate from everyone else. And when they arrive at that line, their identities are confirmed very rapidly by checking some biometric data that they provide the Transportation Security Administration, namely fingerprints and scans of their irises. The way it worked is that in this first rollout here, Northwest Airlines contacted several thousand of its customers who travel, I believe, 100,000 miles or more a year, and invited them to volunteer to participate in this program. The people that decided to participate had to agree to allow the Transportation Security Administration to do a background check on them, checking their names against terrorist watch lists, government central watch databases, and also checking for any outstanding arrest warrants. And in addition to that background stuff, they had to agree to provide this biometric data. The ones that did that and were qualified, the overwhelming majority of them that asked to be a part of it, who were invited, did meet the qualifications, were then enrolled. And Northwest said this morning that it was turning folks away it had previously invited because it already had 2,400 people, about 400 people more than the officials were kind of counting on for this test site.
So was it obvious that some people were going through the line more rapidly?
Absolutely. It was one of these situations, though, Len, today, where there were a lot of media people around and accordingly a lot of public relations people, and they were very well staffed at this line. Also, the other security lines weren't backed up that much at all. I'd say it was a 5 to 7 minute wait for the regular line. But these folks that were going through this new line were making it through very, very quickly. The airline told me as of 2 o'clock Eastern time, 70 travelers had passed through.
Now, what was the reaction, or did you talk to people on the regular lines? Was there any backlash against those who were getting this special treatment?
I did, and I kind of frankly expected that some people might feel a little bit sort of left out of this special treatment, but to all the people I spoke with, most of the folks didn't really have a real good understanding of what they were doing with the program and who was qualified and who was not qualified, but the people I talked with and explained the program to seemed to think it was a fairly good idea. One young man basically said that he travels very infrequently and that waiting in a security line is sort of part of the experience for him, and that he sees it as an altogether different situation for somebody who's, you know, traveling for business weekly and that kind of thing, and that it's perfectly appropriate and has nothing to do with fairness or unfairness to allow these folks to go through at a different kind of security screening point.
Is Northwest the only airline involved or doing this right now?
No. From airport to airport, they will be at LAX later this month. United is a big airline out there. They're going to Houston, Intercontinental, at the beginning of August, and Continental Airlines is big there. Then the final two spots, Boston Logan and Washington National, will be up in late August, and the partner at those two airports will be American Airlines. So there are four big airlines involved in this experiment.
Now, are these just trial?
About 6 months.
So these are trial runs, and then there's going to be an assessment to see how well this worked if it continues?
That's correct. 90 days at each site. So 90 days beginning today in Minneapolis and then moving through LA and Houston and Boston and Washington. The whole project is to take 6 months, and the TSA says it will evaluate the project at the end of that time and says that if it improves security and improves customer service, they'll try to make find a way to make it permanent. The next question, though, is how do you pay for something like that? Because even on this real limited scale with a limited number of participants at a limited number of airports, it's costing $5 million Congress appropriated. Money for the test.
And also down the line, if it's implemented, who chooses the participants, the airline or the TSA or the government.
There was talk about that today, actually, and Northwest Airlines, which has been a proponent of doing something like this since really after the airport started reopening after the terrorist attacks, says it thinks it should be kind of people should be able to opt in or opt out. And if they want to pay a user fee to help cover the cost of the equipment, they can do that. And sort of market demands will dictate who will want to be part of this. Frequent flyers may be much more likely than someone who flies once or twice a year.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Mark.
Sure.
Mark Zedeklik is a correspondent with Minnesota Public Radio. He came to us today from NPR's studios in Minneapolis. I'm Lynn Neary. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
In the fast lane.